Welcome to the customary now live at Dragon Meet end of evening episode.
Yay.
Again, we have Barry and AJ. But this year we have different people.
Yay. I can't go that high.
It's not. No.
Right. So, who are you? Where do people know you from? And who are you playing tonight? Starting with Robbie.
Hello, I'm Robbie. I'm on Flintlock and Fireballs, a Napoleonic D&D actual play podcast. Tonight I'm playing Gecko, who is half-blood dwarf dragonkin.
I like that. I like that.
And is non-binary.
Cool. Sam, please.
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm also from Flintlocks and Fireballs, and tonight I am playing Gregathy, the human.
That's a good name.
Yes, I thought so. I made a choice and I'm sticking with it.
Yeah. It beats my name. I thought mine was hilarious.
Hey, I'm AJ. You may know me from a lot of other Plummet episodes and also Canning with Dice.
You do your own podcast?
Yeah.
Are you surprised?
Yeah, no, not as much as this one. I'm playing Red Ivan, the Tiefling.
Is that Red Ivan or Red Ivan?
Red Ivan. Because he's red and he's also a Stormhold.
I have a communist character in one of my other games. I approve.
Yes, Cobra. Don't expect a lot of accuracy in talking this. Yeah. It's mainly just because I thought a Russian accent would be funny.
Excuse me. We thought it would be funny.
Yeah. It's a collective.
Story?
G'day. It's me, Fred Pongo Wong.
You know, if I kill him in this, he's dead for good, right?
Mm-hmm. That's canon if he gets killed in three universes.
Why does he only technically be the second?
It wouldn't be the second, yeah.
Yes, so, I guess I'm game. I got one more death in me, boys.
What is Brad Pokemon again?
He's an Arakawa. And,
is this going to be human all over again?
No, not in the slightest. He's one of them Bark Rangers. I'm not very good at this accent, apparently. The guy who's played four characters today that are all just the same characters.
And finally, Jordan.
Hi, I'm Jordan from Modified Rule. I may stop talking about halfway through this because my throat is ruined. I will be playing Seamus Soggy O'Bottom. He's a halfling who's obsessed with nature and animals.
Brilliant.
Okay. So, to begin this one, let's go on a pirate theme.
I think somebody has an advantage here.
You all found yourselves in the sort of locked cabin at the bottom of the ship, and you awaken to the sound of gunfire and the sound of many people on deck above. You remember a fire. You remember blacking out. The next morning you all wake up in this cell with only the basic items you have on yourselves and the door is wide open. What do you do?
I think I might have inhaled some of that smoke.
You were shouting about the
door! That's how bad my throat is. I'm meant to be going Irish.
Which is also your regular accent.
So, are we below? Are there any portholes or anything?
You are at bottom, you're at the sort of lowest deck of the ship.
And you said we can still hear the sound coming.
No, you can't hear anything above. It's deathly silent there.
Is there anyone around?
No,
is it just us?
Yourselves, there's no one else there.
That was a pretty ripper night.
I don't remember.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
Doors open now, should we
just carry the seed of Pongo Wong now?
Wow.
That seems unlikely.
Well, that's terrifying.
Just biologically, I've got to say that's not going to work.
I mean, you could be carrying it. Doesn't mean anything's going to happen.
True. Perhaps I can exchange it for goods or services.
I always keep it in a little pouch.
Exchanging for goods or services is not the thing. Our property is there.
Right.
I think Seamus is going to head out of the cell.
Okay. You head through the edge of the cell and you see that it looks like there's several chests to the left and right of you. They all seem to be looted. You find a single old coin lying on the ground.
Putting that on my sheet.
Nah, not touching that. Cursed.
Seamus has picked up the gold coin. Was it cursed?
You're cursed.
Might be.
You're definitely cursed.
Find out later. Yep. As she says, goes, I just sniff it. I was like, smells fine to me. In the pocket.
Okay, so what the rest of you doing?
What time of day is it? All night?
It looks like it must be like very, very early morning.
So okay,
night.
So we can't.
3, 4 a.m.
We can't put him out into the moon.
No.
Okay. I look for a way up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You journey at the cell and you look and behind the old chest, you find that there's a set of stairs leading up and there's a hatch that's lying open.
Seamus heads through the hatch.
Follow stealthily at a slight distance.
Okay. You get up to the next floor, you find that all the cattle in the ship have been slaughtered and their heads have been removed.
Fuck, they're poor Bessies.
These were the cattle of the people. This is crime against people.
Why are we carrying cattle?
Seamus is currently sobbing into the sides of one of the slaughtered cattle.
Oh. Right. Sorry.
Sorry, were the two of you close?
It's just such a waste of life. With a couple of them.
You're going to explore more? You're going to keep carrying upwards?
Are the heads anywhere to be seen?
Like, how jagged are the wounds? They look like it's been bitten off, or does it look like it's been...
It does look a bit torn all the way up, like it's been pulled off.
Pulled off?
Okay. And the sort of blood spray all everywhere looks like it wasn't a clean cut.
That's pretty peculiar.
Yes.
Don't see that every day.
What kind of ship are we on?
You're on a basically standard space vessel.
Like a galley.
Yeah.
Transport galley.
Or a schooner. Yeah, so someone who go across the sea rather than a river or a
standard cap.
You know, that average ship for transporting cars we all know and love.
Like when you think pirate ships, that kind of ship.
Yeah. Filled with
caps. Filled with caps, of course.
What's the name of the ship?
You don't remember what the name of the ship was?
It's the old Kai ship.
If you go and have a look at the back of the ship...
I would like to find out the name of the ship, yeah. I will make my way to that direction.
You're going to continue climbing up.
Okay. Are they barn in a barn? Saw these doors. What the fuck is happening to this accent? Christ.
What's happening with these doors? Doors, I say, doors!
Doors! I say Martha.
I say Martha. People are getting Martha fit.
Are you like just from everywhere?
He's a man of the world.
When you get around, I get a walk. Apparently, yes.
Also the West Country, apparently.
Yeah.
Every time you think about getting around, I go Wilson. Anyway. So, you continue heading upstairs, you find there's been a couple of cabins that have also all been ransacked. And you find all the crews, like sort of hammocks and stuff like that, have all been slashed, and there's blood and quite a lot of obvious signs of struggle and fire everywhere.
No bodies?
No bodies.
And it's been looted, there's not anything left behind.
There is nothing left behind.
I kill the cows.
Why slash the beds?
Perhaps
in case the stuff inside. I guess the same could be said for the cows.
Why leave us behind?
A lot of smoke.
But why would they leave us behind?
Perhaps it was us who killed the cows.
Is there any blood on us? It seems unlikely.
No, I've never heard. There's signs of smoke on you, but there's no signs of blood.
The only red on me.
And your skin. Yeah.
In fact, there's not as red on me.
Okay.
Mainly in soul.
I'd have never heard these cows though, so it couldn't have been us.
True.
Got it better that time. Nailed it.
Okay, you're gonna go up to the, deck?
Up to the deck.
Okay, you move up onto the deck. You see basically the deck is caked in blood. There are drag marks leading off the edge of one side of the ship, and as you walk to the edge of the ship, you notice that it's crashed on an island.
Ominous.
So, what you see an island, you can see there's a cave leading underneath the island. And there's a couple of palm trees. Of course there are.
What else would there be?
Did we find out what the name of the ship was?
You can have a look.
I would like to have a look.
Okay. You want to have a look at the back of the ship? The ship is called the Danish Pride.
Hmm. Well known for the cars, the Danes.
Is there any pastry?
Yeah.
Where's the pastry store?
You can have a look in the ship's kitchen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is just not.
You go back down and the ship's kitchen is immaculately clean.
Oh.
Shocking.
Oh.
That's rather surprising.
Like, immaculate blue.
Oh, that's somehow more disturbing than the blood.
Well, those Danishes... Oh, what? Now I'm there. I'm Mayor Quimby, though.
The Danishes will not last.
Every man a Danish.
What the fuck was...
I don't know. It's been a long day.
Welcome to the final temptation of Belden.
Can I just wreck on this character?
What would you like it to be now?
I have no idea.
Would you like it just to be you?
No, that's boring.
We all just play with them. Okay, what do you want to play then?
I want to play an Australian guy called Brad Wongle Bongle. I can't, apparently.
We'll try that. Have you tried using an Australian accent? I
mean, very hardly. Yes, I have tried very hardly. Very hardly.
Yeah, very hardly. Okay, let's see.
I feel very attacked right now.
That's good.
Just like Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
Spinning in the grave and just doing that.
I stop crying over the cars and leave the ship.
Okay, jumping onto the island?
I am jumping onto the island. I want to go look for some wildlife.
Yeah.
Okay. You jump onto the island. There seems to be, again, drag lines, like something's been dragged up the hill towards this cave.
It looks like if there were any survivors, they've probably been pulled this way then.
I
pull the survival. I think they're dead. I think those are corpse marks.
The corpses are probably dragged this way then.
Why bother dragging them then? That was closer.
They're closer.
Could just throw into sea.
Yeah. True.
Judging by the damage that's done to the guys, they're probably eating. Something.
Yes.
Maybe they're hungry. What is it in that?
Are there any tracks other than the dragon marks, like footprints?
Give an awareness check.
Roll.
Burst roll.
We said there's some palm trees. We're talking like two palm trees or small groups of palm trees.
Hole two.
You see some sort of footprints and you're sure of it.
Cows. Cows did it.
The cows did it to themselves.
The cows killed everyone.
Sickle.
Dragged the bodies away.
Cows
came
heads.
Back. Pulled their own heads off. And then hid that. Wait, no. No.
They'd be dead. Yep, lower than the reason. Oh. Yeah.
Cows were sick of living in capitalist society. Die in strongest, worst way of killing self. Grammar not strong point of red either.
The cow is a too gentle a creature. I'd have done something like that to itself, I guess.
Is the cow not?
The teeth aren't built for tearing.
No.
Really aren't.
Is anyone else joining me on the island?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at the prince.
I get the feeling that we're not going to progress the story if we stay on the ship for much longer.
But do we want to follow? Is Dragmark's bloody?
It's still trail of blood.
It is, yeah.
This cave, yes.
The cave looks awful. I don't anyone else think this cave's a bad idea?
Does the ship look salvageable? Like,
can we just fuck off?
Can we just push the ship away?
I back off. Like it rammed into this island, but I don't think it's going to go anywhere anytime soon.
We're not going to Vegas.
See if you can get the story to Vegas, I will not be surprised.
I'm quite for every Dragon Fleet one-shot. Get us to Vegas.
Yep, it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest.
I succeeded last time.
Okay, so what are you
going
to do?
Are we going in this horrible cave?
I will lead the way into the cave.
Good plan. You go like 10 feet ahead. I'll be 10 feet back from that. And we'll see if you live.
I am strong like bear. I can fight anything that live on such puny island.
Great.
Are you the most, like, most intimidating person here?
I can guarantee it's not me.
We will find out.
Right, okay.
I'm so, very small.
To go with my previous question, is it like a handful of palm trees or is it like a small copse or like...
A couple of them sort of scattered here and everywhere. It looks like the room is more of a been cut down.
So it doesn't look like there's any other animals out and about, just this cave.
It looks like it's pretty much the only one or two that have been left. There's actually a reason they've been left rather than, you know, can be just hacked down for a loop.
They're stringing up the hammocks.
They're keeping that island aesthetic.
You will play topical, though.
Yeah. I like that island. I guess we're following you then.
Yes, into cave.
After night. You walk into the cave and give me an awareness check.
It's not my strong suit. Three.
Three? Is that not six?
I don't know, six.
Okay. So you walk in, you immediately get obsessed by a small alcove to your left which contains lots of bottles that look like they're sealed with wax.
Maybe.
There's some kind of liquid in it.
Maybe liquid is bottle.
Drink it, find out.
I will drink to find out.
I will stand way back.
I mean, that sounds like a pretty ripper idea.
Yeah.
Alright.
I'm moving to that.
How would you describe Red Island's taste buds?
No, non-existent.
Collectivised.
Publicly owned.
It's not into spicy food.
Roll awareness.
Likes a lot of potato.
Considers banana too spicy.
That's a 4 out of 6.
4 out of 6, okay. You immediately, like, rip off the wax and pull the cork out, lug back most of the bottle. It tastes like vague alcohol.
It'll do the job.
It will do the job for you. You're very happy with it.
Get me where I need to.
Yes.
So it's...
That's what I do.
How many of these bottles are there?
There's like several cases of this. It's all like sort of stacked. It's all got wooden frames.
Like a tasteful wine rack or
like more sort of like on storage, so you can drag out the ship in the cook.
Maybe that's what the red stains were.
Maybe the black of that, not the strawberry.
It's worst of all red in the flavours. I think we all know this.
Oh, it's a spice.
It's a crush of milkshake.
Is it worse than peach?
This peach red
beer.
Oh, I thought
it
was apricot red beer.
Oh, yeah, no, that's terrible.
Dear Lord.
Yeah. Anyway, I feel like we got sidetracked.
Somewhere around the time we started, I think.
Yeah. Always getting these stories. Right, so,
how many bottles of this were there?
There's about 200.
Good grief.
Great.
I'll help myself to one.
How flammable is it?
I have a flint and tinder.
Ah, so do I.
Okay, so do you want to test the bottle of this? How are you going to test it?
I'm going to pour a small amount out. Not the whole bottle, just a small amount.
Are you going to be near red out when you do this?
No, I'm going to take some out of the cave.
That's a very legal question.
I'm going to take some out of the cave. If he follows me, it's up to him. Pour a little bit into the ground and just flick some the flint and tinder out of
it. Okay. Give me a see if that closely. It is not flammable.
Oh. Oh,
that's unfortunate.
At all.
Probably not worth drinking then.
It's, like he says, it does the job.
It got a nice buzz.
I'll be the judge of that.
You can't light it and throw it at people, so it's pretty much quite useless.
Well, no, 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 you can break the bottle and use it as an extra weapon.
I would,
deeper into the cave?
I think so.
I pick up another bottle and keep it with me.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same boat.
You're all heading down with Red Ivan passively swigging into these bottles as he's going down.
Mm-hmm.
Find a ladder leading down. There's a strong smell of again kind of burning.
Is there any
barbecue?
Smell? Yeah, burning cow.
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 And cow. This is really hard, I'm trying my best.
You did go to the South African beer,
right? Yeah. Okay. It does smell like some sort of charring flesh.
Flesh, that's my favourite. Oh, fuck's sake.
Flesh?
I'm trying really hard,
Flesh.
Guys.
Flesh?
I'm trying really hard.
I'm sorry, I'm Northern Irish. It took me 10 minutes to find Irish. I don't hold it against you.
At least one of us isn't. I hold it against me.
Seamus is worried that the poor cows, some of the cows have been kept alive and they're currently being cooked, so he's going to head down the ladder.
I am also concerned that there is cows being cooked for entirely different reasons.
Yes.
And I am going to follow Seamus.
Is it identifiable as cow?
Probably the crow.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Seamus doesn't care about the crow. he cares about the cows.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if it smells like steak, it's either cow or it's people.
Does not smell like permanent.
For which I'm sure we can all be very grateful.
I mean,
they're not doctor. It's primary export of my non-specific.
For Russia.
You would not have heard of it.
But I don't know, man. I've been awake for a long time.
It's been a long day.
So are you going down this ladder?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
I will wait a few seconds, listen for screams. If there are no screams, I will follow.
Fair enough. You went down the ladder, and at the bottom of the ladder, you see what looks like an altar covered with blood.
I'm sensing kind of a theme here.
Yeah, this is pretty much what I expected, to be honest.
Opiates of masses.
Are there any bodies?
There do seem to be three cow skulls on top of this open.
Oh, the poor Bessies.
How many cows are on the ship?
Only four or five.
We're missing a skull.
Possibly two skulls.
Possibly. Do I sound like the kind of guy who went to school? Or even meant to talk?
I'm pretty sure they've got a decent education system.
I mean, I have four intelligence.
Oh, okay. Anyone have a high intelligence?
No, I have none.
No, I don't.
Is a D8 the highest intelligence we have between us? Is there a way out of this
room?
Or anything else in it?
All you see is three cow skulls and something else, but there's not really much else there. So you can leave to the left and to the right. There's just a small passage leading down.
Does the arrangement of the skulls appear to be significant, or is it just like sort of higgledy-piggledy?
All three are sort of placed rather than like popped on, if you know what I mean.
Seamus is going to start picking them up and carrying them back towards Larry. Don't you worry, I'll take you out to get a proper burial when we're done in here. We'll go and find the rest of you. And he starts to cry while he's doing it, and he's just moving and carrying them over.
Red Ivan goes hard to the left.
How long are you waiting to use that one?
No, about 5 seconds.
So, as Seamus is taking all these cow skulls out of the cave, you go down to the left. You find there are at least three or four people, but they look like they've had their heads removed and cow heads put on them.
Well, that's rather disturbing.
I feel like this doesn't tie into the number of cows we have on ship. Extra cows were procured at some point.
So this is like some kind of weird cow cult?
Sure.
Seems to be.
We're gonna find out that the big bad evil guy is the laughing cow. She's getting her own back.
Laughing cow is class traitor.
She's also red.
That goes in her favor. In long term. Stealing of cheese from cows.
So, loot the corpses.
So you look at the corpses, you find that the cow head seemed to have been sewn over the top of their own head.
So their own heads are inside the cow heads.
So the skulls have been removed.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that these people are not alive.
No, they're all dead. Definitely dead.
Just thought we'd clarify that.
This horrifying otherwise, just cow heads sewn over.
Yeah, this is probably for the best.
The best.
The best of the back there? I'm significant again. My dad was Australian. My mom was significant.
Is the means by which they died obvious?
They look like they've been stabbed to the heart. Yeah. Some sort of obsidian blade.
Ooh.
Pieces of obsidian all the way to the chest.
Hmm.
I was going to say, it'd be very impressive. We could tell that just from the cut.
Yeah, there's like pieces of black obsidian all the way up the chest.
By this point, I've taken the skulls out and come back.
You might not want to look in there.
This is weird.
I got some more skills for you.
No, oh, never mind.
I think we could all be trying to remove the skulls from them. Like,
no, we'll get you back.
No, I think I can tell that it's just been sewn over.
Sort of the human corpses.
Yep.
I had a very particular character in mind when I did this, and we haven't really got to showcase that yet, but it may have been obvious. I care more about the animals than the people.
Yeah. Is this a continuing chamber, or is this a...
continuing chamber with, like, the bodies that are all sort of lined up.
Okay.
And as you kind of walk through past them, through the next room, you find a small corpse that seems to have a dinghy lying out with a couple of bodies on it. Looks like it's just recently come in.
Do we recognise the
dinghy? Do we recognise the dinghy?
Mm.
Yeah, the same dinghy that's from the boat.
We don't recognise anyone from a boat, that's worrying.
We did it!
We all have fist blood.
Well, I mean, we don't remember anything.
Possible.
It could have been. Could have been.
I mean, they're very neatly sewn on these heads. Anyone good at sewing?
If we killed all these people and then just passed out back in the boat, then we'd just still be covered in blood.
Unless we washed.
Or fell in the water.
Swam back to the boat.
Or had worse nights.
Is that port like locked? Or is it like a gate or anything?
No, you can basically leave through that port if you wanted. You can get in the boat and push all these bodies off and climb on or climb on with these bodies there.
Does it look like the cave goes out, or does it just like go further into this cave?
Yeah, it goes out. Out the other side of the island.
We don't waste a row into the sunset.
Can we
find labs? Starve.
Can we feed 5 people?
What? I mean, we can feed 4 people.
I was like, Sunder.
And then 3. And then 2.
Comfortably.
Food people comfortably on the body?
No, on the dinghy.
I don't think you have any food on you, so
no. Can we fit 5 people on the dinghy?
Yes. Okay, if we push on the bodies into the sea, you can.
Are the other bodies in the dinghy also stabbed to the heart?
No. They just look like they're normal people, but they've a weird shock look on their face.
They definitely still dead, and not undead.
They look like their hair's got a little white tinge to it.
Someone else touch it. I'm gonna step way back.
I'm gonna pull out my javelin and start like poking with this.
Okay. Yeah, prod.
Yep, roll my strength.
Oh dear.
I'm gonna step back and draw our weapon.
That's a 3 out of 6.
10 on the d12.
Right, so you poke them both, and the second one you poke starts to bleed, and you see a sort of flicker in the eyes, but he's still unconscious.
Oh.
If that was me, I step back very quickly. I think this one might be alive.
Not for much longer than stab like that.
Anyone good at medicine, doctoring, anything?
Not people, no.
Yeah. Not in quite so many ways.
I mean, there's gotta be some crossover between people and cows.
I mean, if someone else would like to get a hold of them, I'll have a look. I look at Red Iron or Muscle.
Fine, pick up Bobby / unconscious man.
Just bring him over.
We'll bring him over to the elbow.
Where?
Just over there. Yeah. So he's not on the boat, just pull him onto the shore and I'll have a look at him.
I'm going to hold him under the arm. Where do you want us?
Just lay him down, I'll have a look.
Okay, you lie him down. Roll intelligence.
I don't have a dice in that.
Neither do I.
In the spirit of
goodness. Can I have a look? Can I
roll intelligence for him?
Yeah.
As one of you who has the only medical qualification above you, which is the first aid badge. Yeah?
I'm qualified first aider, I'll do this. Oh, that's an 8!
An 8?
On an 8!
Yeah, an 8, so you kind of go, oh, he just needs a good slap to the face, because everyone seems to think slaps to the face work. Wind your hand back, slap him in the eyes, and he shoot open. And he sits bottom upright and goes,
oh, it's a cow!
Oh, that's...
I'm not good at...
Bessie!
Human biology, is this meant to be a cow?
Can I roll an animal handling to find out?
Yes, you roll one.
That is an 18 on a 20.
You basically, as far as you can work out, he seems human, but he's just looking at you and tilting his head and going, and he seems very angry, and he seems to sort of move, like sitting up and closer and closer towards you.
As I lean away, farther and farther.
Yep, so what are you going to do?
I don't think it's a cow. And then I step behind Red Ivan.
It's fine. I can deal with karma.
Well, I agree with you. I don't think he thinks that.
Is the other body the same?
Yeah, can I step the other body?
You step the other body if you want. Roll me, Sven.
Yeah. That's six.
You slap the other one again, the eyes shut open, and he also goes...
This one thinks he's a cow too.
Well, that's something, that. Something very, very strange is going on here.
Really?
That island of Calmen. That is not new revelation. What already they know?
It's a working table.
Restrain them, maybe, or something.
Well, just shoo them off.
Jim!
While the room's just going to sat there, I just pull out a net and just go, just put a net over them.
See the effect, put a net over them. Natural 20. One of them just starts, his arms are flailed by the other, he just starts running forward. Like he's not used to having only two legs. And he just keeps running into the water. He lands in the water with a loud splash and just keeps going, and sort of whopping up and down like he can't use his arms. And eventually he just goes still.
My net!
Can you swim?
If they're in their own bodies, probably.
That one cannot.
Can they breathe into it? What is getting more South African?
It's a tulip bloom and Svescott this year.
No, most cows can't breathe underwater.
I think they
did. Suppose some can?
A sea cow?
Exactly. A cow of sea.
Should we stop the drowning cowman?
Yes. As he run in with my net round him, I grab the end of the net.
Splashing and he's just going still.
I just grab the net, so I'm dragging him back out.
He's not moving much.
If I pull him out of the land, I'm going to just like punch him in the chest.
The water's like spraying out of his mouth as you punch him in the chest, but he's not conscious.
I punch him in the chest again.
Once again, water just sprays out of him, and then his eyes shoot open again, and he goes...
And back away again.
Charges up again.
Into the water.
Yep.
I grab hold of the net, try to stop him running into the water. Okay. Says the halfling.
He's running with his hands full back again, and he's not used to having one.
He's a fan of narrator there.
Yeah.
So, one of them is running against your sort of strength, trying to get into the water. The other one is sort of sitting boat upright, looking at you incredibly confused.
Do I have to roll against trying to stop it running into the water?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
That's a 2 out of 6.
That is also a 2 out of 12.
Oh dear.
Both of you get pulled into the water with it.
Oh no. Oh well.
They have
mistakes were made.
I get back out of the water.
They say music soothes the savage beast.
That doesn't suit the shanks.
Can I soothe them with my didgeridoo? Please, didgeridoo. Yeah.
Sure, no, we roll. What can I roll for didgeridoo? Fatality.
That's a one.
You blow loudly on a didgeridoo and the sound of many, many feet can be heard from nearby.
I think they think it's a kid.
I don't think they think that at all.
I'm gonna hide.
Also, fuck it, they.
The cues. The cumin.
The what?
The cowmen.
Yeah.
The cow people.
I'm gonna move over to the side of the entrance in the hopes that when they run in, they'll see the cowman. I think that was them making the noise.
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna hide under the dock.
Yeah.
All of you just trying to hide at this point.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because an army of cowmen are coming.
I will hide, but we'll pull out my hammer and sickle. Just in case.
You hide, and as you.
Oh, actually, I remember I have an item. I threw a bunch of ball bearings down in front of the entrance to the room/area.
That's fine. You hide, and as you do this, you see several men running in again, running like they're not used to only having 2 feet, with weird blood cow masks over their head, just running in, and again, just going.
And when they reach the ball bearings.
The ball bearings. Comedy ensues. All end up either in the water, basically like stamping on each other, trying to get out of the water.
There's a lovely slide whistle sound effect.
Yep. So, as this troop of about 15 cowmen have all ended up in the water, what's yours?
We cannot save them all, so we must save them.
Let's find out where they came from.
Or we can leave. Like the cow people, let's just go.
Like
get in this boat.
Cow people is problem is clearly solving itself.
Come on, there's another passage. We'll just go back and try the other way. No.
I'd like to see if the cowmen. I don't know how we can. I think we need to find out what's causing this first.
I mean, well, I don't feel any responsibility towards the situation.
I know what our group intelligence is like. I don't think we're solving this, guys. Gotta say it now.
But look at the poor beasties drowning because they're so stupid. We can't leave them to live like
this. It's like looking in a mirror. Where should I?
A really soggy mirror.
That sheep's picking up.
Cows can get soggy.
Not bad sheep. Sheep that also die a lot easier if you push them into water.
Yeah, it'd be like when you wear jeans.
I think it'd be more like if you were wearing a woolly jumper.
No, like, you know, when you're doing like your swimming test.
No.
You have to go swimming in your pajamas.
No.
And yes. You have to, it's like part of your swimming test, you have to swim in your pajamas.
What?
And it's like heavy.
When you're at school.
When you're at school.
Yeah.
You gotta get your swimming
line. Maybe it's, yeah.
Nah, I don't know.
No, it's like
it's four. It's alright, we get you. It's 4v2. Sorry,
yeah, it's like a thing, and so it's like that, but cheaper. Like made of.
Where the fuck is this swimming license from?
In schools.
Yeah, we did it in school.
No.
I mean, it's definitely a thing.
And then the teacher has to like
tie to a primary school in fucking Foxborough. Which is only known as being the stabbing capital of Europe.
As well, the teacher.
I was never taught. Let's take your pajamas to school so you can get pushed.
The teacher then to like tie knots in the ends of the legs, and then use them to float.
What the fuck?
Because you want them there.
What were those even made out of? If that works.
It doesn't float very well, but it like stops you drowning. I
head back down the other passage.
Yeah.
The point is, sheep are made of pajamas.
Is that the point? I didn't think that's what this was.
What pajamas are you made?
I think that made
full of floats.
Wool.
No, I'm not saying they do, but the fact that they'd be really heavy because they'd get wet.
I think that needs to be a t-shirt. Sheep are made of pajamas.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about all of you, but I just quite sleep in a ball. Never know. Global warming.
It's like the Millhouse meme. Everything's coming up in Millhouse.
Oh, God. Right. Are you saving the
cowboys
letting
them?
As much as I'd like to, I tried, it failed. We move on.
Okay.
We learn from our mistakes.
After about 5 minutes when all the cowboys have sunk beneath the waves.
The more men than cow anyway. It's like, you ever seen the last episode of Bottom?
Yes.
Yeah, imagine like that. But they're also cows.
So, you go up the other direction and you pass the altar again and you aim upwards.
We're going down what was the right passage.
Yeah. So you go up that passage, and then in the end room you find what seems to be a massive cage containing cows.
Oh, Bessies! And I run up
live one.
Yes, live one. Do you run up to them? Are you going to, like, hug them, or are you going to just talk to them?
I was going to straight up and open the cage, and I feel that you're going to tell me now that one of them says something horrific to me.
Yeah.
No, I will go. I'm going to put all reports in now. The rest of the episode.
Yeah, you walk in and one of the cows looks at you and goes, sheep made of pajamas.
One sub starts talking about some weird Aussie sound effect that being an accent.
Look, accents are hard.
That's what it says. You walk up and talk to a cow and the cow looks at you and says, accents are hard.
Did that cow just speak?
Oh, you think it did?
I think that's going to be the name of this recording. Accents are hard.
Right.
I go up and I open the cage, aiming to run in and hug the cows.
Okay. Let's see what happens. The cows all stampede out of the pen.
Try not to drown.
Roll dex to see if you can avoid being trampled to death by cows.
I'm going to climb up to the ceiling.
That is a D10.
That is a 1 on a 10.
That is a 1, which means I have to find the...
This is where you tell me we don't have the health written down for a reason.
There's an injury table there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's there.
Yeah, you're better off just writing down limbs.
Yeah, you're better off just writing down limbs.
So now I have none.
1. Head.
Oh, shit.
5. Loss.
I mean...
So
you put the cow's head on.
You have your skull crushed by a cow.
Right, guys, it's been fun. I'll see you in an hour.
Well, fuck.
So, I guess we should figure out this ritual and then bring him back.
I like to point out that my last and immortalized words would be, Bessies, I'll get you out!
Ah! Oh no! you're all tiny. Oh no.
I'm even smaller now.
How realistic is it to try and perform necromancy by replacing a skull with a cow skull?
Are you a necromancer?
He could, right?
I could try. This is the first time. You have to start somewhere.
Okay, find the cow skull.
I mean, there's three over there.
Boys, take them outside.
I took them outside and buried them.
I mean, there is a room full of dead cow people now. We can take any of those heads.
Yeah, but then there'd just be like a person head.
That's fine. He had person head.
That might be better than a cow head.
Yeah.
Cow heads are huge. Yeah. Very small. Yeah, but think about scale here.
Can you give me a cow head just so I can spend the rest of the episode only talking in moose?
And just dragging your head across the floor.
Yes. 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 So, after about 4 hours of sewing kits and some necrom dark arts, you return with a cow head.
Is it daylight yet?
Yes, it's daylight.
Good.
I now have my necromancy PhD.
You may all call me Bessie.
PhD just sounds pretty hard, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard, dude.
It's actually his post-human doctorate.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Great.
As good as that.
Look, we want to try and see if we can figure out who started all this.
The cowhead shakes someone down vigorously.
I mean, it'll be so honest. Much bigger than your body. Cows are huge.
It's like the same size as my body.
They're like...
I'm a halfway dog.
I'm starting to think we aren't entirely innocent. I mean, I did a pretty good job there.
Yeah. I was going to say, this is all your work.
I mean, yeah, I did it.
I blame
that
you.
Was all right. I think you might be right.
I'm pretty good with daggers. Maybe I did the stabbing.
Yeah. We're on this together. I go down
suicide
your side with me.
Suicide pact. Suicide pact.
How do we pin this on someone else?
Aim.
What have you found is an old coat pack.
Oh.
Right. So, having... No one is oddly surprised that...
No, Brad. Bruce is my brother. Oh, the accent's gone again. Good day, it's me, Brad.
Can I look around specifically to see if I can find any other humanoid people?
Yes. So, if you roll awareness, that's what you find?
Yes.
Two! You don't seem to find any human people. So, you're not sure where the cows have all disappeared. It's sort of charging through, crushing Seamus' skull, and then leaving. The cows seem to disappear.
Which direction were they moving in? Were they...
Yeah, they moved towards the sort of down through towards where they were going, the thingies over there. The...
Oh.
Were these seafaring cues? Were these seafaring cues?
Cues?
I don't know how Australian people say cow.
So, the thingy don't disappear. So, yes, the cows may have still been saying.
I mean, they do have the intelligence of people, apparently.
Come up the hands. That's going to be a problem.
They have all their teeth.
And I'm tying the bone. I could just keep
trying. Or wars, it's
fine. Elbow mooters. That's not a thing. That's my time, guys.
So, you're basically looking around. All you can find is this strange cult building, which is it's apparently easy to resurrect Seamus, despite the fact that, you know, none of you are meant to know necromancy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is all my fault.
So, what are you going to do about the fact that Seamus is now booing everyone?
That's improvement, if anything.
At least they don't have to worry about the accent.
That's true.
Can we wrestle with the complex morality of the situation?
Roll the
strong. I don't need to do net accent. Roll morality.
Well, Troy. Right. It's pretty alright, it's 12.
Yes, you wrestle with the kind of how you know necromancy.
And you succeed.
Yeah.
You win.
I still think this is all my fault.
But you've come to terms with it now.
Yes. At least I did a good job.
While he's arguing with it, he's for somehow causing this without realizing. I'll head towards this building that we've spotted.
Oh,
him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've all forgotten about this.
I mean, you are quite distracting currently.
Right, I follow after them.
Okay.
I'll follow a little bit behind.
You
safe distance.
Come up the stairs into the building, you open the door, and it seems like it's some kind of holy building.
Now, here's the thing. Seamus has already died once today. He has no fear.
Right.
You might also have now the intelligence of a cow.
You almost
which
say,
is pretty much
what, yeah, it's what it was before.
It might be
also. You also may say he's a bit bullheaded.
That's what I was building up to.
Yeah.
It was worth it. I will head inside the religious looking building.
Okay.
Yeah.
Inside the religious building, there's candles everywhere which seem to be constantly lit for some weird reason. You see on the sort of altar ahead of you a book about necromancy.
It's got his name in the cover. Written by, was it Brad?
Brad Pongalong.
Brad Pongalong, PhD, necromancy.
Brad Pongalong, necromancy.
So, what are you doing about the fact that there is a necromancy book on this altar?
I can't read it without doing this with my head from side to side.
Can I say it?
Can I read it?
Yep, you can read it.
It makes more sense.
Is it in a language I can read?
It seems to be a sort of runic language, but you can try with intelligence.
Alright. 5 on a 6.
That's not bad. Mm. So you basically get the gist that the procedure that Brad performed was surprisingly simple, but the problem is that there's no sort of way of maintaining his intelligence.
So my intelligence or Brad's intelligence?
Brad's. Follow me, follow me.
Sorry,
there's not much of a change.
Not. And that's the sad thing.
As you flip through the book, the next few pages it seems to talk about converting cows into people.
Does it say why?
Because why not?
Just remember the 90% of necromancers are bored.
Yeah.
Bored loners.
Weird bored loners.
Are there any signs of any people at all?
No, it doesn't.
Just gonna wait here for the necromancer to come home.
Kind of reinforcing the theory that we did this. There is no one else here.
Are there any other?
Sorry, one of them was.
Can I look for family portraits?
Can you? Where would you look for this family portrait?
Just like on the walls by the stairs.
Say this a million times, Johnson, criminal comes in, steals all the stuff, leaves pictures of his families in the wall.
I assume the stairs go upstairs. Or else you wouldn't have stairs.
What?
You know what I mean? Like, it's a religious house.
Uh-huh.
Houses have two floors. A lot of the time.
What about a bungalow?
He said, is it a bungalow?
Don't know, is it? You tell me, you should be writing the story.
No.
Hang on, is it a bungalow though?
Yes! I don't know why I find pictures then.
So what he meant was it's a religious bungalow.
Yeah, definitely a religious bungalow.
Is there anything else in the room?
We've got some nice, you know, pictures of men and cows embracing.
I think we know why now he's turning the men and the cows into... I look at these pictures with rapt fear. But no part of this.
So the men into cues. And cues into men.
I still think it might be you doing this.
Actually, do the act of a disturbed mind.
Oh, it's definitely you doing this. Are there any other rooms?
Yeah.
Yep, there's a couple more rooms. There's a bedroom with a wardrobe.
I'm going to have a look in the wardrobe.
Okay. And on the bedside table, a family portrait. Depicting Brad Pomeroy.
All these clothes.
And his guys. And his guys.
Yeah. You open the wardrobe and you dig around below, you do find the diary.
Mm-hmm. Please say by Brad Pomeroy.
From the deal.
It's just slammed up right there.
What's suspicious about it?
It keeps changing accent.
It's all written phonetically.
And every time the accent changes, it changes the color.
That's cool, yeah.
To be fair, if anyone's ever read Scottish people Twitter, it is very easy. Yeah. It is very easy to write an accent.
Oh, I swear to God.
I love it.
Is this your handwriting?
I mean, let's test, and I'm going to write a paragraph.
What do you write?
He manages to write a paragraph that does change color.
The quick brown fox.
Yeah.
The creepy
brown frogs. He's swimming.
There's a little bit of
beef.
Why are we having me on this?
Because it's a tradition to have you on there.
Oh, it's a sham.
Thanks, guys.
I mean,
oh, yeah,
I'm a shambles.
Yes,
yes. Yep, I am. Yeah. I'm a shambles as well.
Crazy,
yeah.
For those who don't know, we recorded a remastered episode 1 and I gave Billy a script and Billy returned giving 2 words at least wrong. One of them was a rope that he joked that he was our greatest asset and Billy read he was our greatest asset.
Yeah.
The second one was Dragon did all the background admin and Billy read that she did the background admin.
Oh dear.
So,
Betty enjoyed it though.
So we're going to remaster that.
That's fair.
Barry's trying to tell me we're going to remaster it by the way.
No, I'll do it like next week.
No. Not again, never again.
So, how much of what we just joked about was true? How much
I genuinely have found a book written in several different languages that resembles the Count Brad Pongo one.
I'm going up in the world.
It's
PhD.
So,
what are you going to do now?
Again, as a guy, I have no depth perception, so I can't actually see what's happening.
Okay.
Surely it comes to depths.
Can I read the diary? The last entry in it.
Okay, the last entry says that I'm going to find some new friends.
Oh. What? Hold on, I nearly died. No!
So we've got a friendship made along the way.
Yeah, that's the real tragedy.
Real tragedy.
He says while he's measuring the rest of your car heads.
I was going to say, this doesn't really explain the, like, really fresh dead cows.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
We've solved the mystery. That's the end of the episode, guys.
Are you sure you don't remember anything?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's good enough for me. He seems cool. Sometimes you just have to trust
him. Cool isn't maybe the word I would use.
So, as Brad starts pushing into the air and going... Well, unless if you're
what would an Australian cow sound like?
Racist.
Give me a second.
Yeah, actually, that's
on the barbie.
It's gonna make it sound like every sentence has got to sound like a question.
Mew?
So, isn't that
mew? Mew, that's a mew. It's the best it's been all night.
Mew? It's mew, it said.
It's a mew.
I can one up. Who's playing?
Me, apparently.
The cow necromancer.
I'm gonna try and pull him back down onto the floor.
Stop that!
Yep.
Yeah, he's keep you grounded. That's your best friend.
That's what freezes his full friend.
4 of 12.
4 of 12, yes. You grab him by the ankles and you begin to rise up with him.
I pull.
Somebody grab onto me.
Yep.
You want to come with?
12. You also get to start carrying upwards.
Oh. I jump up and grab his legs.
Well, you're a little cow, man.
Actually, why did I join in? This is going to be so bad. That's a 6 out of 6.
That's fantastic. So you do manage to hold on to the ground and you embed your very bone-like legs into the ground.
Embed them? Press it.
And this massive, like, chain of people.
It's in a kite.
Let's how high is this room?
It's an observatory. We could get home like this.
A domed bungalow.
Wait! This is your home.
It's all our home now.
Yeah, nobody's leaving. We'll leave here now.
Why are you rising up and proceeding?
Dramatic thing.
Do you think you could just sort of not?
Can you just not?
Can I try not to float?
Okay. Roll me awareness to see if you notice you're floating.
He's just been asked, why are you floating?
Am I actually floating now? Or is he just making it up? Win.
Making
out.
One.
No, he's convinced he's not floating. He's convinced that everyone else is having a dream.
He put me down.
They lifted me up.
Yeah.
They tried to put me down.
There's like a real, like, full wire team.
So, as Raj is now sort of floating out to the front of the button.
Pulling us with him, apparently.
Yep. Well, apart from one of you,
I'm not getting involved in that. I've got a decent strength, but I'm not getting involved.
So get involved.
I have rope, someone.
It's fine, I'll avenge your deaths.
Your response to my first death was, eh. It's an improvement.
Well, that was after I put
the pants on. What you would have wanted.
What you would have wanted to come back as a cow man.
To be fair, I intentionally made this character specifically, even in my character description. Halfway with the love of nature and animals, all animals. Sure, he's just a big softie, he wouldn't hurt a fly. My intention was to get murdered by something completely harmless. And it worked!
And then we brought you back as an abomination.
That's my real
bet. Yeah. So we're being dragged out the door. Yep, some weird paragliding team.
Yep.
I can let go anytime I want.
Are you going to let go now?
Don't do that. That is a really, really bad idea.
Maybe you let go first, and then...
Yeah, who's below you?
What's the order?
I'm holding you. Then I'm above, then it's... You're okay. I can't remember the character's name, sorry.
But Greg is it.
Greg.
Yeah, I was just watching from the side. Badness. You're just
so, if it's numbers game we're thinking of, if you let go, we should be fine. We only lose new necromantic friend to the sleeping race of anti-gravity.
What I'm going to try and do is I'm going to try and take my rope, put it around his legs, essentially, pull it tight, and then
zip line down.
Yeah. Let go, but keep hold of the rope.
Way neither.
So, would that be dexterity?
Yes, that would be dexterity.
I'm just going to let's fly a kite there. Then.
Okay, that's a three.
You. No, I can't do that last I roll, but.
Hey!
You accidentally tie yourself a noose and hang yourself.
What?
Struggling for breath.
Don't worry, I've got more cabins.
I'm trying, like, to shoot the rope before he strangles himself.
Was red eye pulling on your ankles.
Now I just.
That's a seven, he's dead.
So you then fall.
When you're supposed to
fly my destination.
Yeah, it turns out we were all supposed to die on the ship.
Yeah. It's fine, I got more cowards.
So, as another one of you is basically dead, what is Red Ivan doing?
As he's initially he's floating away.
There's a Junji Ito, but it's pretty much that.
It's really fucked up. Oh yeah, no, the balloon head. That's awful, that one.
It really is.
He's wearing Junji Ito's.
Oh, you love Junji Ito.
Oh, it's awful. They are love it. Horrific.
Why?
He's like a horror mangaka.
Okay.
And they're awful.
Yeah.
Uzumaki?
Uzumaki, yeah. Oh,
I don't know why I read that. He had horror.
His art's really good, though.
He's hanging.
But it looks really good.
I'm watching them
the way. Ivan has let go.
Alright, you let go of the ankle.
Yeah, I let go of the ankle.
Okay,
yeah,
so
try and let
it's
go.
It's now a cowman. Now falling off the sky with that, like, swinging corpse beneath.
Sheamus lets out a sad moan.
Well, we're both on the ground, we're fine.
Yeah,
we're just watching them go.
Yeah. I'm living my second life to the fullest.
It is odd that you just started floating away.
And we don't know why.
I mean, so, it's the first time it's ever happened.
I also like that we all trust him so much, that I'm trying to shoot him.
No, this happens to a lot of wizards, I'm sure. Yeah.
Hey, we found this weird necromancy book in this weird necromancy house in this weird cow dungeon.
Especially
and this guy has started floating away.
Yeah. Especially when you can do a degree online.
Yeah.
Fine. You just bring him back in 4 hours. You know.
I guess we just gotta walk along after him, just watching him, see what he does.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do, flying necromancer?
I guess I'll wait until I run out of, like, you know, like when a helium balloon sort of leaks.
You wait until run.
Are you gonna come down on the land or are you over the sea now?
I don't know, depends
how
the wind blows.
You're gonna run out of
like, your belt.
Yeah. Why would you assume I can move under my own power? I just started floating against my own volition.
I didn't believe in swimming.
Yeah, what makes you think I have any control of this?
It's cold out tonight.
Not very clear skies tonight.
It's a bit bluey.
So, what is Ivan doing now as the necromancer is floating off?
We'll crack open second bottle of mildly alcoholic liquid and watch from afar through my spyglass.
I'm kind of with you, lad. Should we just sit and get drunk and watch them float away?
I feel like danger has passed. This island is out.
Cowman, would you like some alcohol?
He shrugs. He also pulls out his eyeglass and pulls it up to the side of his head.
We still have 198 bottles in storage.
Okay.
We take one down. 197 bottles in storage.
Love it.
You spend the night drinking.
And they all lived happily ever after.
No.
Then Brad came back with a bunch of party balloons. Gregory was alive again.
He's got a horse's head now, but he's fine.
He's wearing sheep's pajamas.
The next morning, you all wake up in the same cell you started in.
Do I still have a cow head? Please say yes.
You have a cow head.
No!
You have a cow head.
That is so much better. And now I can't do it again. Thanks for that.
Good night, mates.
Brad, what have you done?
It was a pretty ripping night.
Right. Let's find the fucking boat. Row away from this hellhole.
You're back in the boat.
This boat's broken. That rowing boat might be back now.
Doesn't even remember what happened.
Sorry, I should rip me and fucking kill me.
I really like the way it came full circle. It implies this has happened like 20 times before.
Fuck, my stomach hurts.
No.
Oh, is the gold coin still inside the ceiling? Yeah, I still have
the gold coin. Quite still sitting in
there. I go and pick up the gold coin.
Are you gonna check
his wheel again? I sniff it. I take my coin and I'll lick it.
Alright.
It tastes like a gold coin.
Tastes
I put it in my pocket.
Alright.
You're getting strange deja vu. I thought this happened before.
Wait, the coin's back. Does that mean the alcohol's all back?
50% less cow head people. This is what I'm talking about.
You hear from down the hall.
I'm not against it, I'm just pointing it out.
So what are you going to do now?
Sorry, do you have a problem with people with cow's heads?
No.
Is that a problem you have with us?
Because they're equal on the great motherland.
I mean, I have a lizard head, so.
Yeah, but you can talk.
I'm more intelligent than all of you.
I got a PhD, apparently.
So do we remember what happened?
I'd like to fucking hope so we can cow heads.
You think you remember what happened with the both of them were cow heads, so yeah.
Yeah, it's compelling.
I'd be really fucking confused if we go woke up and told, by the way, you remember nothing in the two of us now, just had to go.
Yeah.
I guess we retrace our steps and see what's changed.
You heard a bird claim that only half the cows have had their heads removed instead.
The rest are still alive?
The rest are still alive, yes.
Can we communicate with them?
They are cows, but you can try.
Can I roll? Well, we're communicating moos.
Alright.
Roll an animal handling.
Yeah, he's at least like 33%.
Yeah. Actually, it's about 50.
Yeah.
That is a 17 out of 20 for animal handling.
Yep. You can communicate with cows. The cows are all just like confused that you can speak the sort of language.
The language of the cows.
Yep.
It's like babe. Baramu. Sorry, no Baramu.
You should use the right dialect.
Sorry. Me?
Yeah, I don't think I am.
So Brad is very happy with the fact that the two people have got cow heads.
Yeah, it suits you.
I attempt to ask the cows what happened.
But do the cows know what happened? They don't know what you mean. I'm just standing there, like, slowly eating hay, just looking at you, like,
I start to salivate while looking at the hay.
So, are you continue heading up?
Brad, what do you have to say about this? That's completely wrong when putting cow heads on people.
Like, imagine, I walked up the stairs to talk to the guys, and you've all just come up, as I'm face to face with the cow. It pauses.
To be honest, not with this thing I've seen.
It was pretty expected, really.
Medical procedure.
What is it designed to treat?
King.
Humanitis.
Trampolin.
Alright.
Trampolin?
I don't know, trampolin.
That's what I have.
Being trampled. Maybe try trampolin. Wouldn't be a very big hit, though.
Well, the important thing is finding out if the alcohol's back.
Yes, this is. Yeah, stay on. We must stay on task.
You go all the way back up to the deck. The deck is still covered in blood.
No, this is Isor.
You jump down onto the island. You walk a thing. You find that there are only 5 crates of the strange clear liquid. No, I think that most of them have been drinking.
Not good.
No.
You do find a lot of bottles strewn across the bottom of the island.
Oh, that's definitely us.
I remember that one. I put that one there.
I remember burying this one halfway so it wouldn't fall over.
Maybe we don't drink so much today.
Well, we can't, there's much less.
Does Gregor still have his previous personality, albeit with a cow head?
Yes.
So I can play it.
Gregor is going to go to the alcohol store, break something open, and start drinking heavily.
That is a fair reaction. Where's that altar?
Yeah, buddy.
Are there still three skulls on the altar?
Nope. There's now only one skull on the altar.
And we're wearing two.
So the solution is to break this puzzle, We need to kill someone else and put a cow head on them. Volunteers!
You want some bigger horns?
I mean, I feel like my horns are already quite big, but...
Sure, why not? Are you just going to decapitate me?
Apparently.
Sounds like a
hold still, this will hurt briefly.
Are you anesthetic?
Thank you.
Are you giving him the last of the booze anesthetic?
It's the kindest thing. Before he cuts his head off.
Before he cuts his head off. Roll me strength to cut his head off.
Oh, oh shit.
I'm the strongest one.
Can I roll the strength to head off? Seven.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and rip my own head off. That's a 3 out of 20.
You're too busy, like, focused on one ear, you're just like.
Now you gotta go from the neck, never.
So,
do we still have Gregory's rope?
You do, yes.
I don't have a sword or anything. Anyone got something sharp?
I hold up a javelin and a crossbow.
Gregory's the
other. I hold up sickle. It's where we
want to go. Who's that here?
Okay.
He's gonna cut his head off with his own sickle.
Yep. Sure, why not? So, yep. After a sort of incident involving a sickle, all of you being sprayed in blood, and the knight being lost to haze, drinking the last of the booze, you wake up in the ship.
Oh, that worries me that it's the knight was drunk, lost after we chopped his head off.
Yeah.
But not before we put the new head on.
The booze is very heavy. You're a member of fire. The next day you wake up, three of you are now with cow heads.
Well, I'm
sorry. One, two, three.
Crazy, that was a good experiment.
Yes. Crazy night, eh?
Ripper night.
I didn't want to keep repeating myself. I don't want to be a stereotype. I don't think this is a stereotype of anything, no, I'll be honest.
If anything, it's a new accent.
Honestly, I'm just jealous because you haven't attempted to murder
him yet. Yeah. I was trying to break the ground all day, but no.
I mean, to be fair, you don't seem too good.
Oh, sorry, hold on, I gotta get the gold coin again.
Yep.
How many cows are there now alive?
All but one of them.
Well, shit.
And Brad is very content that he's going to go in. You're like, look, I've made cowmen.
Yeah. So,
are you repeating again and going round, or what are we doing?
I mean, I wouldn't do it against someone who's been.
Would you like to be a cow person?
Can I spend a year teaching Gecko how to turn me into a cow person?
The three of us wander the islands.
I mean, 1 year for a PhD is pretty quick.
Yes!
A 1 year PhD,
yeah.
And how
skipping
both
the bachelor's
decent intelligence.
And the master's.
For this one, she doesn't need the background, just the exact procedure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Roll intelligence.
You did also say earlier that it was a simple procedure.
You did say that.
3 out of 4. Okay.
Can I roll an intelligence to see if I
can? Roll intelligence, see if you know where you picked up.
8.
On an 8.
8 on an 8.
Yep. So, a year passed. Of this everyday occurrence. And then eventually, the day after you all wake up and all of you are cowheaded apart from Gecko. The coin lies outside the cell.
I pick up the coin.
No, I've missed a very important step.
1, 2, 3.
Shit.
I pick up the coin.
The level of conversation is not going to be good from here on in.
I would like to hand Gecko her PhD.
That's
a bit of a move.
It is. With a little, somehow, of a print. For a sign, despite the fact I have human hands. Or Aracorn hands.
Okay.
Is the little dinghy back in the harbour?
Yes.
I'm gonna row the fuck away from this island.
And we all stand on the shore, waving.
I wave.
And all the cowmen stand on the shore, waving. And Vegas comes in.
Yes! Oh no, I didn't bring the coin!
Viva Las Vegas!
This is the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
You know what, fuck it, yeah, we'll end on that. This has been absolute anarchy the whole way through. So, one final time, who are you? What does people want to listen to you? What isn't this? And where do you come from? Starting with the pair of you.
I'm Robbie. Sam.
Hello.
We are from Flintlocks and Fireballs. You can find us on Twitter and all of the social medias and iTunes. It's a podcast about the D&D.
At Flintlocks D&D.
That's it. You're good at this. I'm very tired.
It's me again, AJ. This is what I sound like when I'm not pretending to be Russian. Yeah, you can find me with Pretending with Dice on the social things, and also other places on the internet, and in podcast form. And I'm trying to make this as awkward as possible.
I was going to say, you wouldn't think that we do this, you know, regularly. Yeah.
Really. Yeah. That's one of the annoying years I'm going to have to say, write your own music.
Dude.
How often do you release episodes, AJ?
That's a good question. Every 2 weeks, maybe.
Sometimes.
That is a maybe at the moment.
We release Tuesdays at 7 o'clock every week, and bonus content on Saturdays.
Damn, a lot of content.
Our DM is amazing.
It's another year of me being bad at promoting my own stuff. So,
why break a habit? You have to go over and over again to your record effort.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be worse. I'm very good at promoting our stuff, but I'm also painfully obvious, which you'll hear in a second. Sorry, honest, not obvious. Painfully honest.
Yeah, I remember hearing
honestly obvious.
Something you did for Griffins. We did the trailer where it said compose a lot of paper.
That part of that's what I wanted to use.
Alright, next we have Jordan.
I'm Jordan from Modified Role. You can find us at Modified Role on Twitter and pretty much everywhere you get a podcast. If you look for a podcast on a service and we're not there, tell me, I'll try and put it there. We are a passively adequate D&D adventure where we spend a lot of time in taverns for some reason, just reliving our real lives through roleplay.
Okay, and finally, Bellry.
G'day. It's me, Brad Bungle. Here for any of your KO transplant needs. I mean, if you listen to this, you already know it, hear us, quite frankly.
Why you should keep listening to
it? That's another question you have to search deep within yourselves, quite frankly.
In fairness, if anyone can get away with this, it is us.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Is there anything
else? Thanks very much for hosting for us.
Yeah, yes. thank you.
It has been by far the most surreal and enjoyable D&D experience.
Yeah,
usually what we do.
I spent half the game playing as a guy. It was great.
Yeah.
Different from our normal game.
Yeah, because we're also I've had 22 minutes sleep in about 48 hours. So we'll call it there. Thank you for listening. Good night.